Traditional church attendance has been on the decline in Europe for several decades now. But not all church services are losing members. Make that church-like gatherings. Russell Newlove brings us this report from London about a growing movement called the Sunday Assembly.
The founders of the Sunday Assembly say they're not forming a new church, though it does meet on a Sunday. And they say they're not trying to create a new religion, but their movement has a growing number of followers around the world. There's no God, no deities, no doctrine. So what is it?
Welcome to the Sunday Assembly!
That's Sanderson Jones, co-founder of the Sunday Assembly. He describes it as a godless congregation that celebrates life. He started it along with Pippa Evans.
We've got an awesome motto: live better, help often, and wonder more. And our mission is to help everyone live this one life as fully as possible.
Jones and Evans say they felt there weren't any Sunday morning communal events that brought people together to celebrate life, at least gatherings that didn't include God or religion. Still, you can't help but notice the similarities to a traditional church service. Again, it meets on a Sunday, someone delivers a sermon of sorts.
Even the most elementary happiness economist will tell you that the best way to fill your bank is helping others, so I imagine.
There's chanting. And, of course, choral singing. Although it's Freddie Mercury, not your standard church fare. When all that's done, there's a moment given over to silent contemplation and giving thanks. A prayer, if you will. It even held its first meetings in a deconsecrated church in North London before increased attendance forced them into bigger premises elsewhere.
We put out about 50 chairs over 200 people turned up, so it was pretty big from the get-go.
And it's getting bigger. They recently ran an international outreach tour called 40 Days and 40 Nights. Get it? Another religious association, this time the Tale of Noah's Ark. Their efforts have led to satellite assemblies in cities in the UK, US and Australia.
Because due to the wonders of internet and social media, people heard about what we were doing, said, oh, that sounds great. They got in touch with us and we thought, well, we hadn't been planning on...
world domination.
...doing that. but instead, we thought, well, look, we're clearly doing something which people like. We'll help other people do it too.
Jones and Evans don't shun the term atheists, but prefer to call themselves non-believers. Evans adds, though, believers are also welcome. Last month, four assemblies in Britain met in different cities on the same day. Each group subscribes to the same idea.
This is about trying to get people back together, connecting with each other, and helping each other live their lives to their full.
Of course, Jones and Evans aren't the first to found a non-religious church with religious undertones.
The idea of atheist religions, or at very least non-Christian religions, is quite an old one, really.
Nick Spencer is the research director at Theos, a religion-focused think tank based in London, and author of a new book about the history of atheism. He says organised alternatives to the church sprang up in the wake of the French Revolution, keeping the model of a traditional service.
Particularly in the 1830s, when certain thinkers developed what you could call Catholicism without God, in which people celebrated humanity, in which humanity replaced God as the object of worship.
These movements started enthusiastically, but without God as the headline act, support eventually waned. The Sunday Assembly may be hot right now, but Nick Spencer says these movements need a centre of gravity.
If, as is the case in a lot of these movements, their centre of gravity has effectively been an absence, that is often not quite strong enough to hold them together.
For now, though, people attending the Sunday Assembly in London are enthusiastically embracing it. Those I met describe it as a more positive experience than the traditional church service.
I like the sense of community, and I like that it's not like church, it's more sort of, it's freer.
I think it's inspiring, actually, to help people be their best selves.
And the founders of the Sunday Assembly stress their first, and really only commandment, to keep their movement growing: thou shalt have fun. For The World, I'm Russell Newlove in London.